With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed Donald Trump to Paris with a full dose of presidential pomp.
It's a great honor for French people to welcome you 5 years later. And you were at that time present for the first time. And I remember the solidarity and your immediate reaction. So, welcome back again.
And the former president and president-elect, Donald Trump, says he was honored by the reception with Macron.
It's an honor to be here. We had a good time together, and we had a lot of success, really great success, working together on defense and offense, too. And it certainly seems like the world is going a little crazy right now.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about that. Thank you very much for being here.
Merci beaucoup.
And, of course, he is in town to celebrate the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral, shut down since 2019, and a massive fire. Also set to attend First Lady Jill Biden and Britain's Prince William. Tourist Noel Alexandria from Canada found some poetry in comparing the 861-year-old cathedral to an aging woman.
I'm hoping people can take some inspiration in her resiliency. It's not the first time she's been nearly in ruin. And every time it's happened, she's always managed to bounce back. Not many of us can really say that we would do the same, be able to keep coming back, no matter what tragedies strike us, but she has.
A Stellantis joint venture with Samsung, SDI, has won a commitment from the U.S. Energy Department for up to a $7.54 billion loan. That money would be used to help build two electric vehicle battery plants in Kokomo, Indiana. This is SRN News. Christians are cheering Australia's social media ban.
Clergymen, pro-family groups, and others have been warning for years that social media is corrupting the spirits, minds, and bodies of the world's young people. And they're all congratulating Australia's government for taking action. Though it won't be implemented for a year, the ban will cover all children under the age of 16 and will levy large fines on tech companies that break the law. Social media is blamed for introducing kids to pornography and gambling, amongst other things. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to obtain abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state constitution. This is SRN News. Michael Sizek reports authorities are still hunting for the gunman who killed UnitedHealthcare's CEO on a New York City street.
New York City police have lots of video of the suspected shooter, but they don't have his name, and they have not been able to really trace much of his transactions. They say he used cash when he booked a room at a hostel. They say he used cash in his taxicab rides. They have, they say, recovered the backpack that he had with him at the time of the shooting, but they have not recovered the bicycle, and they are not saying what other evidence they may have recovered.
Republican Senator Tom Tillis says members may have to work long hours and be willing to lay aside their differences to accomplish the Trump agenda.
The problem you run into when you got razor-thin margins is everybody has their own idea of what the best possible thing is. So we've got to get people on the same page.
Tillis spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.